What up, you're all with Mario Lopez. Welcome back to the show, the very talented actress and singer Laura Morano. How you doing, Laura?
I'm so good. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for taking the time to come. Always good to see you.
Always good to see you. And hey, congratulations. Someone's going to be a father for a third time.
Can't believe it. I know. Oh my gosh. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, you've got a new baby. You dropped a new single.
Yes. I know anyone listening right now is like, what? No, but these songs are like my baby. So I'm very excited that I can now give my baby to the world. It's
sure.
A very weird, complicated relationship.
Of course. The name of it is Let Me Cry.
Yes.
But the vibe is pretty chill. So what inspired this?
Yeah. So it's a ballad. We have two. We have a remix out as well. But the original song is just me and the piano. Originally, we were going to add a little bit more production, but it seems so pure and so powerful that way, even though it was really stripped down. It's definitely about a time in my life where I was down and upset. And, I knew that I was going to push through and stand on my feet and get through it.
Because you have such positive energy. I can't see you down for a while.
Totally. So, this is kind of another side for me. But, this was a time where I'm like, but I'm going to be down right now. I'm going to be in the moment and I'm going to feel sad and feel these feelings. And so
that's good. I got to do that more.
Yeah, I think it's important.
I powered through. I should chill there for a minute.
To be honest, I do the same thing. And I've realized this past year that though that's an amazing attitude and you have to have that attitude just in life, it's important to really feel sad and feel down and be in that feeling because.
Well, as an artist, I imagine it comes in handy too.
Oh, very much. I've had the best music because of kind of the past year and going through these ups and downs. But I will say I was a little scared to show this song because it is not a side of me that I like to show. I don't really like to show the side where I'm vulnerable and emotional.
Right.
So, but my fans have been really connecting to it, and I'm so happy about that.
And you put out a photo with the single. It looks like you're at a makeup table.
Yes.
Right there. What's
so,
the significance of that?
I'm excited you asked about that. So the video, which is coming out this Friday, we'll explain that a little more. It was taken out of the video. I don't want to give too much away. Video is really cool. Shot on film. It's all one take. And it's kind of about this transitional period where I am completely put together and then where I strip it all down. So that's like the first part of the process. Me all together at the makeup stand.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice. And is this song part of a new album or EP? Or are you just dropping singles at the moment? Or?
Yeah. So it's all going to be part of an EP that's coming out in 2 months, which I'm super excited about. Another single is going to be coming out along the way. So it's all a collection. The EP is going to be called Me. And how I view it is that this EP is really about songs that have to do with me and my process. And, the first song I put out was called literally Me and about me thinking about a person and like just going crazy over the feelings I had for that person. Hmm. And now this song Let Me Cry is about me dealing with feelings of depression and feelings of sadness, feelings, potentially after a breakup.
Damn. What happened in this last relationship?
Oh man.
So wait,
for another day.
Not to pry too much, but you're single at the moment.
Yes, Let Me Cry. Am I single at the moment? I thought you were talking about my single at the moment.
No, not your single. Relationship status.
I'm not single in the moment, but definitely.
So you're dating. Is it serious? You're just dating and having fun?
It's a little serious. It's a little serious.
How long have you been going out?
Almost 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it's a bit of a complicated situation.
Did you take a little time out, a little hiatus here and there? Is that how?
It is such a long story, Mario, I'm not even sure.
Is he the one that made you cry?
We make each other cry, but he's actually not.
It's good, passion.
It's passion is very important. He's not who the song's about, though. But
Ooh, another dude.
Yes.
Go ahead, Laura. just swatting them away.
You man killer. Relationships are tough. I went through my first breakup within the last 2.5-3 years have been like a crazy, crazy roller coaster for me professionally and personally, and really dealing with hurting people and getting hurt by people in ways I knew was possible, but you never really know until you feel and experience it.
Right. You're very mature though, because for years, very, very, very mature and got together. Was your boyfriend? Is he a lot older?
The one that I have now,
or both?
The one that I have now, he's a little bit older. He's not super old. He's, you know, he's 50. No. He's in his 20s.
So he's young too then if he's in his 20s.
Okay. Yeah. He's in like late 20s, but.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maturity is kind of a funny thing because you can be mature in certain ways, but through knowledge, but it's really experience that kind of gives you a whole other level of emotional right. maturity.
Well, you get that with age.
Yes, exactly. And I think that these songs that I have written and recorded in this kind of new era of my life, I connect to way more, I think, because I became more emotionally mature in the writing room. I was like,
yes,
kind of removed the wall that I had beforehand of, you know, you go in, I'm like, I want to write about this or I want to write about that. I, you know, this past kind of year and a half, 2 years, I was journaling, which is like super, sounds so new age. And like, so like I journal in my time off with candles,
good.
But it's really been helpful. Like,
yeah.
It's been crazy. And so I've brought those journals like to my writing sessions. And come up with, I think, songs that I have never felt more personally connected to.
Good for you. And now you're headlining the Roxy next month here in
yes,
LA.
That's
cool. What's the live show look like?
We're planning right now. It's going to be awesome. I don't want to overhype it, but I'm going to overhype it. It's going to be so,
yes.
so good. Yeah. So it's, I will be playing piano at, especially during Let Me Cry will be performed live, and it's
awesome.
Going to literally just be me and the piano, which is so vulnerable and scary and awesome. So I'm excited about that. I have, you know, musicians up there. I have a band. I have dancers. I have visuals.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going for it. I haven't performed in a while, in like 2.5, almost 3 years. So I'm ready to
yeah,
go.
You're ready
I
to bring it.
It.
Wow,
yes.
That sounds awesome. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You and your sister are starring and producing a movie together.
Yes, Saving Zoe.
Yeah, that's cool. What's that about?
So cool. So, okay, literally 10 years in the making, like found this book. It's based on a book. Love the book, starring sisters. And, you know, it's pretty dark.
Younger sister, older sister?
Older sister.
Okay.
And it's, I don't want to give too much away, but it's dark. The storyline is, it takes place the year after the older sister has been murdered.
Mm.
And the younger sister finds the older sister's diary and realizes her sister's not the person she thought she was.
Ooh.
And
she's
so.
Discovering, ooh. Had a secret life.
Totally.
Wow.
Totally. Like so much more information that she had no idea yeah. about her sister. And so.
Cool premise.
Really, really cool premise. Really, really cool experience. I've never produced and starred in a movie. I've never produced a movie.
How'd you
at
like
all.
That?
I loved it. So much work, but I loved
yeah.
it. And it was, I've never felt so attached to something. I was attached to it, obviously, in every single part of the process from the crazy long pre-production that we had, production,
right.
post-production, you know, we were in editing, coloring, sound editing, all this stuff that as an actor, it's kind of your dream to be a part. Like you're seeing every single part of the process.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned so much as an actress. But to me, I'm excited because on the acting side and just story side, my fans have not seen again this side of me. I don't know, 2019, this is the year of
good
showing different
yeah.
sides.
Good for you. Good for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. So I'm.
Even though you look the same, you can
know,
continue to
like,
get older and show different
well,
sides
what can
of
I
yourself.
Say? I have to say, I'm going part time to school.
Oh, wow.
But
really
I'm not going to graduate till I'm like 37. It's fine. Thank God that I look young because I had the realization last year that I could buy all the freshmen in the class beer or alcohol. And I'm like the creepy uncle.
You'll be a big hit.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, this is such a bummer. I never thought I'd be the creepy uncle in my life. But
what makes you want to go back to school? What do you want to study?
I just love learning. I'm already doing what I want as a career. And I'm so
yeah.
thankful for that. And I definitely want to keep pursuing that and having that in my life. But I love learning and I love remembering that there's so much more
yeah.
than just LA and the entertainment industry.
Absolutely.
It's so easy to be in the bubble.
Well,
so school keeps me up.
Good for you. Wow. Ambitious. I love that. Respect.
Thank you.
Also in the works, the movie, The Perfect Date.
Yes.
What
so
can you
it
tell
was
me about that?
Just announced Friday. Netflix bought this movie, which I'm really excited about. Noah Centineo, Camila Mendes, myself, we star in it. It's the same producers who did the Noah movie to All the Boys I Loved Before.
Ah.
And it's very much in that vein, which I love. It's
great
this,
title. To All the Boys I Loved.
You know, it's so great. It's such a great film. And so it's this rom-com It's based on a book called The Stand-In, but we changed the title, and I really think fans are going to enjoy it.
Nice. Fun. We'll look forward. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Hey, is it true you got your wisdom teeth removed recently?
Yes.
Were you under?
Yes.
Thank God. You know, all four?
All four.
I had one removed without anesthesia. I wasn't under. It was the most painful experience.
Really?
In my life.
Why would you do that?
Did they numb it?
I went to this old school. He tried to numb it. He kept numbing it. He couldn't put enough Novocaine. It was worse.
What?
I'll never forget it. Never forget it. And then the other three had to come
sure
out.
You sure this
I'm
guy
like,
was a dentist?
I know. Like,
he was. He didn't believe in it. He like thought you were going to die. He put you under
no.
one of those. Put his knee in my chest. The whole thing. He got the one out.
You are
was
joking.
Good thing I have a high pain tolerance. Anyway, the other three, I finally went to another orthodontist. I was like,
put under.
Oh. Put you under was a world. It was a game changer.
No, 100. I mean, being awake during the process, that's is insane.
I've suffered through that.
Yeah,
some
that is
medieval
crazy.
Game of Thrones torture. Right
and
there.
I thought, I literally, yes. And I thought just taking them out was terrible. The recovery process is kind of the worst, but.
Yeah. No,
did you film yourself while you're all loopy?
I took pictures and everyone kept calling me, kept calling me an overweight Luke Wilson.
That's what we call Nichols. No. That's what we call our producer.
Oh,
no.
Not overweight.
Not the
Luke
overweight
Wilson.
Part.
I look like Luke Wilson.
I don't agree.
That's hilarious. Wait a minute. That is the best. We're going to have to put a picture of that on our website. Blow him up a little bit. Please send us that picture. That is awesome.
So bad. So bad.
That's my favorite moment.
We loved hearing about the song too.
Yes,
but
yes. No. Screw the song.
But
Luke Wilson.
We've been waiting for that opportunity to call him that for a while.
No, oh, that is great. All right, before I let you go, put you on the spot with quick questions, quick answers.
Oh,
ready?
No.
Current song obsession.
Close to Me, Ellie Goulding.
What about Let Me Cry?
And you know, Let Me Cry by Laura Morano.
Last thing that made you cry.
Oh, all the time. Let's see. Literally, I watched, I don't know why, I rewatched James Arthur Say You Won't Let Go video. And just bawled, literally 2 days ago.
Wow, okay.
Yes.
What show are you currently binging?
Well, I finished it. I just finished The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
It's good, right? I've heard so many good things.
So
gosh,
good.
Have you guys
you
seen
have
that?
To watch
yeah, that's
it.
On my list.
That's on the list, too. It's homework.
It's
homework.
So good.
If you could be any animal, what would you choose?
I could be any animal?
Yes.
I don't know why, but I always really love platypuses. Platypi. Platypi.
You kind of just want to be both platypon? A duck and a beaver, right?
You know, best
cute.
Of both worlds.
I
They're
like
adorable.
That. Okay.
Duck build.
Goal for 2019.
Goal for 2019. You know, to continue to go out of my comfort zone.
I like that. Good for you.
Yes.
Shows growth too.
Scary.
Yes.
She's
going
to hate that I bring this up, but it's not to upgrade that phone.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. I haven't seen it.
Oh my God.
Are you still OG with that?
Flip phone.
Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Wait a minute. You know what that shows me? If I saw a girl with a flip phone, I'm going to tell you what I chose me.
Emotional maturity.
Yeah.
It would want me to lock her down because I'm like, that girl's not materialistic. That girl doesn't need something updated every 2 seconds. That girl doesn't care if I take her to In-N-Out. That girl is down.
Well, that's all very accurate, except I do also have an iPad, so I feel like I cheat a little bit.
Nah, that's still pretty substantial. I think you rocked up. My dad recently got rid of that. So
really?
Wow.
It's so funny. I did a movie with Robert De Niro, and he has a flip phone and an iPhone. So he even he was a little bit more advanced than I am. And I was like,
I respect it. Because
Thank
I think
you.
It keeps you off of all, like, think about how much time we spend on apps and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
You can't do social media on that, can you?
No. I
See?
Can't do emails. I
that's
can't do
That's why you
anything.
Got your iPad.
Exactly. So that's why I have.
So that's the bat phone. That's
this
only.
This is the phone where I'm like, I'm just disconnecting from everything right now. My family has this number.
Yeah.
Even like my manager and stuff, if like really they need me career-wise. But I just like to disconnect a little bit and not have the whole pressure of everything always on my phone.
Listen, overweight Luke Wilson, you are welcome anytime. Meanwhile, we will listen to you with Let Me Cry on iHeartRadio or wherever you stream music. You can follow her on Instagram at Laura Morano. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you guys for having me. I always love you guys.
On with Mario Lopez.